Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. Y'all know it's Music Monday. It is Mad Music Monday, all up in here, all up in here. Listen, y'all, it's just like Dorothy and Toto, you know, when the storm came in and took them out of Kansas and took them on down to the Wizard of Oz, you know, took them all out of Kansas. But listen, honey, I'm going to stay right here in the Windy City. And the music is going to be so hot and sizzling good, it's going to take us up and away. It's going to take us all the way, baby. Listen. It's going to be super, super dynamite good on today. Independent artist, y'all. It's going to do it on today. I am telling you, it is going to be hot. We are going to sip it on down, baby. It is going to take us up out of the Windy City, and it's going to take us all the way over to Music Land. Honey, it's going to be just like what? Don Cornelius on Soul Train. Yeah, Don Cornelius. When he did Soul Train here in the Windy City, it's going to be just that good. Y'all know them shows. I'm telling you, they used to be dynamite good. Well, listen, I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. It's a little cloudy on today. It's 66 degrees, but it was really nice out today. Really nice out on today. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. It is 6 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock my socks off, honey. You know I got shown up to the ATL to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. The hardest working team on the planet. They're based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my hardest working member in India, the Listen, this show is being brought to you by GubbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GubbaRum.com. There's two different flavors in stock. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of GubbaRum is Gumb. He's the hardest working man out here. And he retired, y'all. He's supposed to be retired. He's still pushing GubbaRum. But, you know, if you're drinking rum all day long, I guess you could work all day long because you ain't feeling nothing. You feeling your cocktail. You feeling your special tea. You feeling your lemonade. You feel your tango. You feeling everything. You know what I'm saying. And one of these commercials, she's got this real sexy Miss Dickens that's doing this commercial. She really does it well. And I'm telling you, she's got on her little nice wear. I'm like, well, I can't dress like that to do a commercial because the people might turn me off. Get up with the face. So listen. I'm not in shape yet. I got a little bit of flab here, a little bit of flab there. So listen, I'm not putting on no skinny mini bikini. She got on this bikini. It's all black. She looks really nice. She got on her high-end shoes. And she's doing a commercial for Gumba Rum. She really is. Talking about the Gumba Rum Espresso drink. Espresso. I think, well, I want to try that. It's like a chocolate espresso Gumba Rum drink. Cocktail. So listen, I can't do that. But if you want to see her, you can go to Simply Me TV. SimplyMe.tv. Yes, you can. There are 6 episodes of Fierce Men Network on SimplyMe.tv. You can view it. It's running 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So listen. I got some bad news by independent artist Shar, S-H-A-R. It is super bad, y'all. She's going to get on down with it. Listen, y'all, she has a huge fan base. She does. She has a huge fan base. People listen to her all the time. She is super phenomenal good. And listen, she's got some new stuff that's coming your way. You're going to hear it on today. You are going to love it. It's called I'll Be All Right. Are you going to be all right too, baby? After the song, I'm going to have a life lesson. I'm going to tell y'all how to do what you can do. I'm going to tell you how to do it the Eartha Kitt way, baby. So listen, I want you to throw on your 3-inch stilettos, throwing your stilettos like Earthquake would do. She come walking out in some stilettos, so get ready, honey. And most times she have on her little hat on her head. If she's going to have a drink, she's going to have her drink. If she's going to smoke her long cigarette, she's going to smoke her long cigarette. Now listen, so get ready now. We're going to do this song first. It's called I'll Be All Right.
Distant from me lately, you don't seem to want me around. When I try to talk to you about it, you just keep shutting me down. But I got no.
I got to tell you, that's the way to do it. You're supposed to make music that stays with the person. And that's, I cannot get away from that song, Shenanigans. I really can't. But listen, let me get back to I'll Be All Right. You know, it's the worst thing in the world. I was listening to her sing that song, and I was listening to the lyrics really closely, I'll Be All Right. You know, and it's the worst thing in the world to pretend like you want somebody around, and you really don't. You know, she said, just tell me the truth. Just tell me just like it is. You know, it makes you feel like the person, when they do that, it makes you feel like they think that you can't handle the truth, so they'll just keep you around. Or sometimes people will, I'm talking about relationships, will try to keep you around because they have a purpose, or they just want you for whatever they're trying to get from you. Now, I'm just saying. And y'all know I'm real transparent. I tell y'all everything. So listen, it reminds me of a story, something that just happened to me. A couple of days ago, this young man started talking to me a couple of months ago. not in person. I met him some time ago because his relative lived next door to my aunt, right? So listen. So his mom got sick and things like that, and she ended up moving out, and we ended up exchanging phone numbers, and he ended up moving to another state. So to make a long story short, he started calling. I started talking to him because I was really busy with other things. So listen, let me tell you something. The other day, I said to myself, I said, I really don't think I want to be bothered with this person because his elevator is a little bit short. Well, let me tell you what happened. He proved that his elevator was shorter than short. Now, let me tell you something. The guy really doesn't want to talk to me or want me around. You know what he wanted? Now, get ready for this. This is the honest God truth. He asked, now, mind you, he's in another state. He's in another state. I'm here in the city of Chicago. And so he asked me, could he borrow $5? Could he borrow $5? I says, you need to borrow $5? $5? Cash App you $5. Now, he tells me, oh, I'm shorting my rent. Things have been coming up. And I'm like, how are you $5 short in your rent? This is what I'm saying to him. And then I says, you know what? Now, his sister is a realtor, right? I says, well, you can get $5 from your sister. You know, the guy got so blazing hot mad because I wouldn't send him $5. $5. You know, I'm not making this stuff up. This is the really God heaven truth. I'm not making that up. And so, listen, he ended the conversation, get off the phone. Guess what? He never called me back. Oh, for $5. Y'all, listen up in here. This world is really twisted. We are living in a twisted type of a world where people will use you for whatever they can get. So I'm like, $5? And I'm still going like, $5? Really? You're getting that hot, man. It's like, well, was something wrong in his head. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty loose up there because $5, you know, I could see if he was asking for $50 or $500 and he really needed it for something, but I wouldn't cash out him that either. No, I wouldn't cash out $50. But $5? You get upset about $5? And then he finally says, well, I can buy me some ramen noodles. You know, some of those noodles. I'm like, are we in college? I'm like, are you in college, Joe? Really? So listen. Let's do the flip side of this, and let me give you the Eartha Kitt way to do things. Now, Eartha Kitt, she wouldn't be bothered. Eartha Kitt is the type of woman, well, she was the type of woman in her day. If she was going to be bothered with somebody, now, she could divide you up in six different ways to Sunday in her one of her movies. And if she saw a guy, young guy that she wanted to, you know, get along with, she ain't going to wait for the guy to come to her. You know what she's going to do? She's going to put out her hand right away, if you know what I'm saying. She's going to meow all over you. She's going to give you that Eartha kind of sound. Oh, yes, she is. Yes, she is. So listen, you can do it that way. It depends on the kind of woman you are. Are you an aggressive woman? I don't like to be aggressive. I like to be laid back. I like to be the lady. Now, let me put it this way. I want you to follow this. Women, you got to understand your energy and what type of energy you have. Either you have more of a masculine energy or you have more of a feminine energy. So, women, if you have more of a masculine energy, you need a man that has maybe less testosterone so you guys can be balance one another out. So, listen. I'm telling you, there is something to that. Because, listen, a lot of times a lady that has more masculine energy, a man that's very masculine, he's not going to want no dominating woman. I can't stand a dominating woman. It drives me crazy. So, listen. I'm not going to get into all of that. But the point is this. Know your energy. Women, know your energy. Know if you have more of a masculine energy and know if you have more of a feminine energy because it makes a difference in the type of man that you select for yourself. If you know more about you and what type of energy that you have, you'll be able to pick the right type of man for you. Listen, I got some more music to play. Right now, I have a word from a sponsor. Take a listen to this.
Experience life with reduced pain, less stress, and more energy without any drugs or chemicals. LifeWave patches give revolutionizing results. Please visit www.lifewave.com/fiercemanson to experience life without pain.
All right. Some people have a lot of pain. Some people don't have much pain. You guys may or may not know that I am a LifeWave distributor, and that is the patch. That is the patch that helps to reduce the inflammation in your body. If you have knee pain, if you have back pain, you can get the patches. I would love to have a conversation with you and talk to you more about the patches. I have the ice wave patch that reduces and gets rid of the pain within 5 seconds. For me, 5 seconds. It's a little different for everybody, but most people, when you put the ice wave patch on in the right place, your pain should be gone within 5 to 10 seconds. Now, you don't say that it doesn't work. If you put the patch on in the wrong place and your paint, you still got the paint, you didn't hit the target area for the paint. Point blank, that's what it is. So listen, if you get that patch in the right spot where that paint is, it's two patches you got to put on, white patch and a brown one for the ice blade. If you're not targeting that paint the right place, then you got to readjust it. So listen, I got some more music for you by some independent artists. Y'all, this one is These Arms of Mine.
These arms of mine, they are lonely in feeling blue. These arms of mine, they are you.
Come on, be my man. Come on, be my lover. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about up in here. You know what? Have you ever came across somebody and you just know you want this person to be yours? You just knew just like that. I've had that experience, and I know you guys have had that experience just as well. You want that person to be yours, to hold you tight. But listen, this particular song, of course, it is a cover song from Otis Redding, and he's talking about his wife. They were separated because he had a singing career, and she's at home, and he was missing her. And, you know, he wanted to hold her tight. Ain't nothing like it, baby. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. But listen, my time, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, y'all, it has been superlicious good. And guess what? I get to come back on tomorrow and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.